Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amabez by the Mishnah, as we continue in Perak HaOmer, the third Perak of Maseches Kiddushin, all relating to issues of Tna'im that one makes when one gets married. So, says the Mishnah, Almanas sheyesh li beis kur afar. Almanas, that I have a certain amount of afar, certain amount of dirt, certain amount of land. As long as he has, so then the marriage would work. Remember last time we already had in the previous Mishnah, Almanas, that I have a certain amount of money, and now I have the Mishnah about I have a certain amount of land, so he's mukudeshes as long as he has. Case number two, Almanas sheyesh li b'makom ploni. If I have beis kur, if I have an area of land in a specific place. So there the Mishnah also says, im yesh lo boso makom mukudeshes, v'im lav eina mukudeshes, if not, eina mukudeshes. So here already there is a machlokas rishonim. We mentioned earlier that if he says I have a certain amount of money, and then if he brings Eidim that he has that money, then he's violating Mekudeshes. If he does not bring Eidim, then the Gemara said, Chayshin and Shema Yeshlo. Maybe he has, and he's just hiding it. Land is a little harder to cover up. If he says, I have a certain amount of land in a certain place, so then if he does not have, is that also Suffolk, or is that Vadai Eina Mekudeshes? That is the question that the Rishonim ask, and the Rambam still says Mekudeshes Misafik in that case. And the Rush doesn't like that pshat. The Rush says, what do you mean? In the case of money, fine. Maybe he's hiding money somewhere. But if he says, I'm going to ask that I have land in a specific place, so then we could check all the land in that place. If he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. So the Rush here says, on our Mishnah, Ubahamistav Rashim Ein Loboso Makam Afilu Kiddushi Safik Ein Kan. And he knows that the Rambam thinks otherwise. But the Rush thinks that in this case, there wouldn't be any case of Suffolk if he doesn't have. Case number three. Okay, case number one, I have a base kur somewhere. Case number two, I have it in this specific place. Number three, Almanas she'areich base kur afar. Almanas that I show you base kur afar. Harezim mukudeshes v'yirena. Then we say again, he's mukudeshes to her as long as he shows her. But again, the assumption is it's only from his own property. Vimhera babika ain't a mukudeshes. But if he shows her just in a some valley somewhere that is not his, so then the marriage would not work. When somebody says, I'll show you something, the assumption, the umdana is that he's going to show her what belongs to himself. Says the Gemara, v'nechu shema yeshlo. What about case number one? I'm an asked that I have base kur, as long as he has. But what if he doesn't show her, so why aren't we choshesh at least? V'yotanya, the Brisa says, chayshid shema yeshlo. Right, both times we ask the logical question and the textual question. So the Gemara says, you're right, lo kasha, ha b'kedushe vadei ha b'kedushe safek. In the case where he shows for sure that it's a vadai, in the case where he does not have edim that he has, so then kedusha suffik, meaning if he would want to stay married, he would have to be mekadishur again, and if he would want to get divorced, he would require, if he wanted to marry someone else, he would require a get. Says the Gemara, lamali lamisti gabi ara, v'lamali lamisti gabi zuzei. Why do you have to have the same yesod by zuze, by money in the previous Mishnah, and karka in this Mishnah? Tzricha, I need both Mishnayos. The e ashmi inan gabe zuze. If I only had it by zuze, the previous Mishnah, there I would say that if he does not supply edim, it's still suffering mukudeshes mishum da avidi inchi dematzni. Because people sometimes hide money, and you don't know where everybody's money is. Some of them have an off-seas bank account, and you have no idea where it all is. So there, maybe he has. So you have to be machmir. Aval ara, but by land, ema id isle, ara kala isle. If there is land, then there should be a kol. And therefore, we would say he does not have. Kamash balad. Right? We know halacha acknowledges that there is a kol by karka. Right? We know the difference between when somebody has karka in terms of mishubadim, in terms of collecting loans that goes to someone else. We know karka. We know people. It's maybe it's more public record, and you can see what people have. So here, that's what I would have thought. I would have thought you can't hide land. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's even so. You have to. Be machmir and assume that it's at least suffik mukudeshes if he doesn't show it. Sometimes the Gemara goes the opposite way, and sometimes the Gemara just leaves it up to us. The Gemara here does not go the next step. So why don't you just say the case of the land and not the case of the money? So some Rishonim deal with it, but either way, one could even say, just lo zu'av zuktani. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying, this is the bigger chiddush building up to the karka case. Good. Pshita. So again, obvious if he has in that spot. Says the, and the Rush might say it's even very pshita because it's vada enim kudeshes if he doesn't show. Ma'u de tema omar la ma'nafka lachamina ana taraknu umaisina. You might think that he could say to her, I know I said if I have karka in this area, but maybe he didn't really mean dafka in this area. Maybe he just meant I'm going to bring you the produce from this area, and as long as it is, he's doing the tircha anyways, what does she care? She's going to get the apples from the orchard. So what difference does it make that he said dafka one place? Maybe that's mara makumulo. Maybe it's just showing her a spot. Kamash malan, we say that no, if he says a specific spot, that's what he means. If he doesn't have land in that area, so then it is not mukudashis. Again, the Rishonim here discuss what happens if he does not have a produce in that area, but he has it in another area with the same exact level of tircha. Right, it seems from the Gemara that the issue is one of tircha. I'll be matriach. So no, she doesn't want him to be matriach more. What if it's the same level of tircha? So that is discussed here in the Rishonim that maybe if it's the same level of tircha, then the Rashba says that the kiddushin would work in that case because she's not makbid on the specific spot. That's the assumption, but it's only the level of tircha. Mistavra says the Rashba. Mitakamer anat taraknu umaisina dafka b'she'ein lo karov ka'uso makom el arachov mimenu v'hainu kpeidasa t'bamim shirot zelehenos povetarachas bilucha. I want to eat now, and you have to go further than what I want. Avalim yeshlo b'makom acher b'karov makom kamohu mikudeshes v'yafilu she'isne ima b'feirish amanash yeshli b'makom ploni. Even if he says a specific spot, if it's no difference to her, if it's just a substitute, then it's fine. Kiva she'en k'peida b'davar eitzel b'nei adam anan lo kavdinan ba. Right, that's the Rashba. And the Ran argues. The Ran says, doesn't sound away from the Gemara. I mean, maybe it does, according to the Rashba. The Ran would say, no, that's the Havamina, that I would be toreach from this spot. I'll bring it to you anyway, what difference does it make? Kamash Malan, that we say, it's a specific case that is mentioned, and when he says a specific spot, that is the spot that he means, and he can't do it in any other way. The Machlokas Rashba and the Ran about that detail. Okay, we continue. Amanat Sha'arech Beis Kur Afar. Amanat, the last case of the Mishnah. Amanat that I show you, a Beis Kur Afar, a certain amount of area, Beis Kur Afar. Tana, Lo Niskav Nazuel, Liros Mishalo. As we said, he only has Kavanah to show his own. If he shows it Bebika, so then that's not enough. Even though he didn't mention my own, but that's what we assume. In all these cases, it sounds like this is all based on Umdana. It's all based on what we assume the average person meant. There's nothing specifically halachic formal about these requirements. That's the umdana, it sounds like. And that whenever you have tna'im, we have to know how much is umdana, how much is formal buying into a system. So these all sound like umdana, just what the he meant. Vimhera bevikeinim kudeshes, pshita, also the last line, if he shows a different area, it's not kudeshes. So pshita, lo tzricha denakat bidis Torah. The chiddush is, what happens if he has... he doesn't have in the case of his own, but he has it by resus here. He has it, he's working on the land. So he's a sharecropper. So if he's a sharecropper, you might think he has some type of bailus on it. That's good enough. Kamash Malan, that is not good enough. And we had this a couple of days ago also. If somebody is a sharecropper and he tries to be Mekadesh with it, and we said, who are you to be Mekadesh with it? If you remember, we had back on Dav Nun Beis Amid Beis, right? We had the case where somebody grabbed something from another person and threw it to the woman and tried to be Mekadesh with it. And then the second case, out of three there, Hahu Arisa, to Kodesh Bemuza the Samchi, right? He tries to bring a couple of vegetables and be Mekadesh with it. And Rava said, Man Achlach, it's not yours. It's not yours, unless it was already a bundle of vegetables. And then the Gemara said, Kisha ki Kisha. It's already bundled, and he's Zoche. He's entitled to a certain amount of the bundles. So then we say maybe that would work. But before that point, even a sharecropper is not called a Bailim. We did have earlier in the second parak the sugya of Uman Kone B'Shevach Kli. But that's not in the land. That's a worker who has raw materials. I give a worker's wood to a worker to make me a chair. So then he's changing the item. Then he's unum kona b'sheva kli. But a regular aris is not kona b'sheva kli. And yes, these are all related issues. And yes, we mentioned a couple of days ago in the sugya of Me'ila that there is a mitzvah asay that an owner has to allow a worker to eat from the field. But again, that doesn't mean that he owns the property of the field. He has a heter achila. It's not gezel. I have the responsibility to give him food. But it doesn't mean it's his. And therefore, that's why he can't take any back to his house. He has to eat it there. He has to eat it for lunch when he's in the field. Doesn't mean that it is there. Okay, again, in Bamitzia, they talk more at length in terms of how we look at the status of an aris and a chakir, right? Two different types of sharecroppers. Okay, so now the Gemara says, last three words on the Amud. Gabe hekdish tanan. By hekdish, we are going to get to the question of kiddushin. So first, we're going to give background in other cases. By hekdish, we say as follows. Talking about land, property. Gabe hekdish tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Arachin, ha-makdish sadeo b'shas ha-yovel. If somebody is makdish their field, their steachuza, during the time of Yovel. Right? Not in Yovel, because in Yovel, you can't sell a land. But if makdish sadeo b'shas ha-yovel, if somebody is makdish during the time that Yovel is noheg, meaning at the time of Yovel it's going to go out, so no saying, how much is one poded that field for after it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash? No saying bezera chomer sa'orim chamishim shekel kesef. Right, psukim and chumish, it is you do not go by dumim, meaning what exactly it could be sold for, but it's a specific price for specific areas, for every area that you can plant a kur of barley. So 50 shekel, right? That's the din d'oraisa. That is, and Tosis points out here, another girsa, which we alluded to just now that we don't have. Pirish, bizman she yovel noeg velo garcina bishnas yovel. Right, we're not talking about during the year of the Yovel. That's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel that we had back in Gittin, and also he quotes it from Arachin, whether it's not Kaddish Kalikar or it's Kaddish V'yotze, whether it's Kaddish for a second or it's not Kaddish at all. But either way, we don't have that girsa. So b'shaza Yovel, that's as much money as you pay. Hayu nekoim amukim asara tvachim. O slum gavo asara tvachim. What if there are, on that land that you were makdish, there are crevices in the land, there are ditches that are 10 tvachim deep, or there are mounds that are 10 tvachim high. So Hilchas Shabbos, we also know this applies. We're not getting into Hilchas Shabbos now. 10 tvachim high or low is an important shear. But here we're talking about Hilchas Hakdasha. So if somebody is makdish, this field, that has areas that are 10 deep or 10 high on it, ein nimdad nima. Those areas are not measured with the rest of the land to come up with the Zerach Chomer Seorim. They're not measured with the land, right? Those don't count. Those are not nimdad ima. Let's continue for a second. Pachos mikan, and we'll come back to that line. But less than that, if it's less than 10 tefachim high or low, then nimdad anima, then they can be nimdad with the rest of the land. V'havinan ba, and we asked about that Mishnah. Nehi debahade aralo kadshu, nikdashi ba'api nafshayu. Fine, regarding with the rest of the land, they're not kadosh, meaning to be measured with the land, but at least nikdash ba'api nafshayu. But at least be kadosh by themselves. Meaning what? Look at Rashi. Nehi debahadi aralo kadshi. Lios nimdadin bakarka shave. Lios katafris shelahem nimdad lalos becheshbon. Fine. They're not counted with the land in order. And if we would do that, we would include their slope. The katafris is the slope going up. Let's say it's a mound that's 10 tvachim high. So do you count the slope? So fine, you wouldn't count the slope, Rashi says the question is, but nikta shabape nafshayu, meaning what? Lios nim dadin lafi masha yesh bahen, veloyale madron shalem b'cheshbon. At least count the top. Fine, you don't count the slope, because that's like going up, going down, that can't be counted. But shouldn't you at least count the flat part of it on top, right? Or if it's a ditch on the bottom, shouldn't that be counted? So why do you say it's not nimdarima? V'chi tema kama delo havi base kur lo chashiv. And if you want to say, well, if it's not a base kur size, then it's not chashiv anyway. So you just leave it out. It's not a base kor, so veraminu, meaning the top of it or the bottom of it, is not at the size of a base kor, but that's not true. But veraminu sadeh al tamalomar. Why does it say sadeh in bechukosai, where it talks about being makdish the steachuza? Lefishin emar zerach omer saorim bechamishim. Since it says that amount bechamishim, ein liela shehikdish beinyan hazeh. You might think that if that's the minimum, minayin larabos, how do you know even less than that? Less of chati lesach saah tarkov achati tarkov viafilu rova minayin. How do you know even the smaller amounts, and you just prorate and you figure out percentage wise, tamalomar sadeh mikol makom. So you see, it's even less than that. Even less than that, you can include, and you go by this system. So, we're still in the middle of a long sentence. We have a lot to say, but we're just gonna continue first. So how do you know that's also included? So that is included. So therefore, why does the Mishnah say it's not nimdadima? So Amar Avok v'Barchama, hacha b'nekaim maleim mayim askinan. We're talking about, let's say, a ditch that's filled with water. Mishum delav b'nei zriya ninu. You can't be Zoreya in it. Yes, you would count it normally, but if it's full of water, it's not B'nei Zriya. And therefore, it's unable to put vegetation there. That's why it's not included. When we're Makdash, and we talk about paying Zerach Omer Sa'orim Chamishim Shekel, that's only where it's able to be Nizra. Dekanami, Diktani, Dumi, Deslam, Gavam, Shamina. That's parallel to the rock high. That's also not plantable on it, so just like it's the high part, this is a cell is rock, the low part is filled with water. One more line, ihachi, afilupachas mikanami. 1 minute, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, high or low, it shouldn't count. Right, so why if it's less, do you say it counts? Right, it's nimdadima. So the Gemara says, hanu nagni da'ara mikru, shidra da'ara mikru. No, those are just bumps in the ground. Right, it's just a little, it's an indentation, it's a little, nagni is like a bowl or a basin, it's a little, going down. That's, it's not considered its own shear. Shidra is a spine. Right, it goes up, it goes down, but that's really considered part of the land. So regarding Hakdasha, these are the rules. These are the shirim, and if you have nekaim that are high or low, ten tefachim, they're not nimdadima, and we just said it's talking about ones that are lav b'nei zriya. Okay, stop there for a minute. The Gemara is going to ask, this is what you say by Hekdish, this is what you say by Mecher, what do you say by Kiddushin? That's going to be the question. So we just did the first sod. This is what you say by Hekdish. So two discussions to have. Number one, when the Mishnah originally says that when it's high or low ten tefachim, or even the Maskana, it's not Nimdadima, because it's not B'nei Zriya, let's say. What does that mean, not Nimdadima? So if you look in Rashi is quoted clearly in Tosfos. Tosfos says in Nikdashu Ba'afei Nafshayu, they're not nimdad ima, and therefore you don't go by the shear of 50 shekel per chomer saorim. But Rashi says that they are nimdad. Again, it's clearer in the way Tosfos quotes Rashi, right? And you might have to look at other Rashis in Shas. They are nimdad lefi damim, right? They are hukdash. When somebody's makdash an area, it doesn't mean that those areas that are up or low, higher or lower than the land that they're makdash, is nothing. But Rashi says they're nimdat lefi damim. Right? Pirish bakutris, lius nimdadin lefi mashi yish bahen, velo yalam adron shebahen lecheshbon, kiim karkos anekoim, vechulu. Then he quotes, and if you continue, and, he quotes lakachnira pirish bakutris, he quotes in the, I'm sorry, in the wrong Tosfos. Einim dadanima. Pirish bakuntris. Lios nigalim kidin chomer saorim. Avoligal b'shavyon miyakashi. Right, Rashi says that they are hukdash legabe that you go by damim. You don't have the special din of zera chomer saorim, because that only goes by zaria, ability to be zareyed. But you can be makdash things that are not zariaable. I can be makdash a table. I also can't plant there. I can't be makdash in a cement area. A field, not a field, just an area, a chatzer. I can be makdash that. It just goes by damim when you're po de it. Right, a special din zirasakasiv of sados that you could be zoreya on. So that's Rashi. If you look in the Yad Ramah here, that's a collection of the Yad Ramahs elsewhere. The Yad Ramah says no, it's not makdish at all. If you're makdish a field, so you'd be only mean to be makdish a field that you have the ability to be zoreya. Yes, if I'm makdish an area that's cement, you know, maybe that would be hukdash. But here it's a field with areas of the field that are do not have the characteristics of what a field is usually used for. So that's why the Yad Ramah would say it is not Huktash at all, and that is what the Rambam seems to say. When the Rambam quotes this, it doesn't say like Rashi. It doesn't say. He says in Hilchas Arachin, Dalad Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Kishamodzin Emodin El Makomos Aruyin Lazria, Hayusham Slum Givoe Masaratvachim, O Nakam Malayim Mayim, Amukim Masaratvachim, Einim Dadadima. Period. That's all he says. Doesn't say that it's Huktash at all. So you get the impression that it's not Huktash at all. Just Derech Agav, I mentioned it in another context, but I'll mention it again here. I mentioned this on Shabbos and Shul, and that is Sefer HaFla is one of those places where you see the gobbles of the Rambam. Right? The Rambam, as we wrote Mishnah Torah, the classic organizer that he is, you know, many of the Svarim, you could guess, you know, and we would have written those Svarim also. Well, obviously, we're not on the level of the Rambam. But you can imagine where Sefer Zmanim came from. That's most of Sefer Moed. Or, you know, Sefer, Nashim, and Nezikin, and most of them. But sometimes the Rambam comes up with his own area of halacha. Right? Some of the halachas. We mentioned in the past, Hilchas Mamrim is an amazing collection where the Rambam puts together Hilchas Ben Besorah Moreh, Hilchas Zakin Mamreh, and Hilchas Kibbutz Avim. Right, who would have put all those three together? But the Rambam puts them together in Hilchas Mamrim. Right, the Rambam also, here in Hafla, what does he do in Hafla? All the halachas of those who express Hafla. So what's in Hafla? It is Shvuos and Nedarim. So he takes one from Nashim, one from Nezikin, and then he has Arachin Vacharamim. He takes one from Kadshim, and then Naziris, I think, is also here. Right, so that's one from Nashim also. But he puts together Nedarim, Naziris, Shvuas, Arachin. So we read the Hafla like, oh yeah, it all makes sense. But the Rambam is the one that came up with this area. Right, and that's the important always to know what the Rambam says, and also the structure of what he doesn't say. We mentioned in Zraim, in Hilchis Sefer Zraim, the Rambam has Sefer, most of what he has, what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put in Seder Zraim, but not everything, right? Brachas, that's first of all, he takes it out. Brachas, he puts in Ava. But all the rest of Zraim he has, right? He comes up with Hilchos Matnes Aniyim, which is his creation, and that why does he say that? He doesn't want to have Hilchos Peah. Because he wants to also have Leket and Shichacha and Hilchas Tztaka. He takes out of other areas and he puts it. It's discussed in Peah too, but he has the category of Hilchas Matnes Aniyim. And what's fascinating is that out of Seder Zraim, he takes out one Masechta and puts it in a different place. Arla. Arla, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi has in Zraim. The Rambam puts Arla in Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros. Right? He doesn't have it in Zraim. So again, this is the Rambam. The more we study the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, the more we see his godless, not only in terms of being a Lamdan and a Posek Hadar, but also the unbelievable organizer that he was. So that's just a side point related to this. But either way, this is the Machlokas, Rashi Rambam, or Rashi Yad Ramah, about what happens to the other Nika'im, or Sla'im, that are higher or lower. Are they Huktash, and you redeem them to what their value is, Damim, or are they not Huktash at all? A third idea you might say, and the Ritva suggests this, well, what else is there? You might say, it goes by the Zerachomer Sa'orim, but you're just not modate it with the rest of the land. Meaning if the rest of the land has a certain amount, it is a certain amount. You know, you might measure it differently. You might say, what's the difference? There could be nafgaminas. But that's what the Ritva has that mention. He says, Lav lameim rashenim kudashim klau, elo shenim kudashim liyosem dadan ima, hecha delo havi b'nei zriya. So you might say, it's still going by that. You have to know if there's an nafgamina, whether you'd go by the same measurements. The other point to mention here, and then we'll continue, is on the last line. So what is the maskana of the Gemara? It's all filled up with water. It's all filled up with water, and that's why it is not able to be makdashit in the normal way. The Gemara Bava Basra discusses what happens if I am makdash a ditch, and then I fill it with water. Does that water become kadosh also? Not clear in the Gemara. The Gemara there discusses Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. Is there me'ila by the water in the ditch that I was makdish? So the Gemara says, yes. I'm sorry. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, with the line the Gemara discusses it. And the Gemara says, let me just find the line. V'yachar kachach. It's a discussion. It's not hasam. It quotes a Mishnah. Hikdish bor v'yachar kach nesmali mayim. Ashto v'yachar nesmali zevel. Shav v'yachar nesmali yonim. All of them. If I fill it with water after I makdish it. If I fill it with birds after I makdish it. Marlin Bahan Vein Marlin Masha Basokhan. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you are not Moel on what is inside. Why are you not Moel? Says the Machlokas Rashbam and Ramban on that Gemara Baal Basra. Right? If you fill it with water, our Gemara is about if it's filled with water when you want to be Makdashit. Right? Here it's talking about if it's filled with water after you are Makdashit. The Rashbam says, why would you say it's Hektish? Chatzer. You might say there's a Kenya Chatzer when it comes to, just like if something's in my Chatzer, I own it. So if something becomes into the Chatzer of the Hektish, I own it. Says the Rashbam, Delo Alim Rishus Hektish Liknos Min Rishuso Kiyad Hedyot. It's harder. The ilu behedyot israbi rishus me imhi matzei ti matzei biado avalo hektish. What does the Rashbam seem to say? There's no kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish. That's the Rashbam. And the Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban says, why not? Usually it's easier for things to become hektish, not harder, right? Like we had the Mishnah earlier. Right, Amirasala Gavoa, Kimisirasala Hedyot. So why wouldn't it have it? The Ramban gives a different reason why it wouldn't be Kadosh. Why, says the Ramban, a Yesod. There's only Me'ila by something that was Niskadesh Bepeh, but not by something that was Niskadesh Memela. Meaning the Ramban seems to say, even if something, there is Kinyan Chatzer by Hektish, even if it's Kadosh, but it's not kadosh enough that you'd violate Me'ila. Achronim pick up on this Ramban and say, wow, he seems to be coming up with a new category of hektish. And something could be have a different status depending on whether it became kadosh through what you did, you amakdash it, or it became kadosh me'ila. Right? Would you have other cases like this? What if you have an animal that had a baby? A carbon that had a baby? Would that be enough also? Would that be different? Right, so that's you have to ask that, but this is the Ramban. So it's a machlokas Ramban and Rashbam whether there's a kinyan chatzer by hektish. Then the Rebbe Chanan there in Kovet Shirim in Reish Tzadi Tes and Baal Basra discusses this machlokas, and he suggests maybe the root of the machlokas is, we discussed this last week, what the root of the Isra of Me'ila is. Is Me'ila more of a gezel halacha, or is it more of a disgracing hektish halacha? Right, so it might say that's the machlokas, Ramban and the Rashbam. Im chiyav me'ila mishum gezel mamon gavoa o mishum shehu kedusha v'isarana. The name of mishum gezel who ain't sorach l'kedusha spef. It's stealing. Who cares how it belongs to Hektish? Whether I was Makdish or it became Hektish, it's still stealing. But if you say it has something to do with Bizayon Hektish, so then maybe you could say different types of Hektish. If you are Makdish it, and now you're trying to usurp that, so then that's a terrible thing. But if it happened to me, well, maybe it's not on that level. And then he says, maybe there's another suggestion, but this is an important machlokas to be aware of. The Rama in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses discusses, you know, it's a case that comes up all the time, right? What happens if for 6 months there's a coat in the coat room of the shul? Does the shul become owners of that coat? Right? Is there a kinyan chatzer when it comes to the shul? Right? Does it come to the Beis HaMikdash? The Ramad discusses that in our Arachayim. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So on the one hand, we have when you're makdish a field and you have these ups and downs in the field. Back to the middle, we're in the middle of the daf. Gabi mecher tzan, if you sell a field, in Baba Basra, the Mishnah says, ha'omer lecha veiro beis kor afar ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you a base core of land. V'hayu sham nekayim amukim masara tfachim, o slaim gavoa masara tfachim. And there are ups and downs, ten tfachim high or low, ein nimdad anima, also, not nimdad. Pachos mikan nimdad anima, less than that, they are nimdad. V'yomer mar ukva barchama, afal pi she'ein malayim mayim. Even if they're not filled with water. Why, my taima, amar of papa, lefisha ein adam rotsa, she itin is ma'osav, bisade achas, v'yara lo kishnayim, ukishloshim akomos. Because the umdana is, if I buy a field, I'm not interested in having it the size that you said, but in that field, part of it having these crevices up or down, even if it's not filled with water. So here, it's excluded, even if it's not filled with water. So by hektish is excluded only if it's filled with water. If it's not usable as barzria. By mecher, it's excluded even if it is barzria. Right? Even if it's not filled with water. Because the umdin is, I'm not interested. So hachamai, what about by kiddushin? By kiddushin, what's the case? La hektish midamin Allah, o la mecher midamin Allah. What do we compare it to? When the man says, in our Mishnah, Amanash Yeshli Beis Kor, right? What if it has these parts not filled with water? So is it in this Kaddish or not? Mistavra la Hektish Vedamina La. Mistama says the Gemara, we compare it to Hektish. Da Amar La, Anatarachlu Vazarano Mycena. Mistama, you compare it to Hektish. Because why? If it's Bar Zriya, then Mistama, he could say, I'm Zareya, I'll be Matriach for you. Meaning, I don't think, we could talk about this, right, we've had the list of Hektish Kiddushin Halachas throughout the Masechta already. This one doesn't sound like it's a Hektish Kiddushin Halacha. Right, it doesn't sound like fundamentally Kiddushin is like Hektish. It just sounds like it's the umdana of, I'll get it for you. So you would read the question and you might think, oh, this should go on the list, but then you get to the answer and it sounds like, no, it's just an issue of, you know, he'll take care of it and therefore, she should be able and willing to be married in this case. Okay. The Rashi here discusses again why here we'll say, oh, he'll be Toreach for this and it'll be okay. And earlier in Amud Beis, we said, no, that was the Havamina, but Baskada, he can't say that. Okay, weiter. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to the Mishnah in Shas about Mishpatei HaTznoim. This could have been at the beginning of our parak, but I guess Rabbi Yonasi wanted to get us into the concept of Tznoim, and now this is a Shas Mishnah. This is not just a Kiddushin Mishnah. This is a Shas Mishnah. We know there are rules and regulations of Tznoim. Rules and regulations. The Mishnah here explicitly only talks about one of the rules. Let's read the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "Kol tnai she'eno kid tnai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein eino tnai." Any tnai that is not similar to the tnai that was made between Moshe Rabbeinu and b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein is not a tnai. Meaning, what they say there, what was the tnai? Shenemar. We know in Parshas Matos it says, "Vayomer aleihem." Moshe says to them, "Im yavru b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein viksiv v'im lo yavru chalutzim." Rabbi Meir says, it has to be like Reuven and Gad and Chatzir and Menashe. If you go and fight with us, then you'll get this land. If you don't go and fight with us, then you won't get this land. What is that called? Tnai Kafel. It has to be the double. You have to say both the positive and the negative. Because that's what was said then. And if you don't say that, then the Tnai falls away. It's as if you didn't make a Tnai. That's what Rabbi Meir says. The concept of Tnai Kafel. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, no. Sarech Adarva LaOmro. No, it's not extra in the Mishnah that you would think that this teaches us, oh, it's extra. Why does he have to say both? It must be to teach me that tonight has to be like this. Rabbi Chanina Gamliel says, no, it's not extra. Meaning, you don't need it doubled. You don't need tonight coupled by other cases. Here, it needed to be said. She'el malikade, because if you wouldn't have said the negative also, yesh b'mashba shafilu beres kanan lo yinchalu. They would have thought that they don't get a piece even in Eretz Canaan. Meaning, if Moshe would have just told them, if you fight with us, you get Eretz Gilad, which is what they wanted, Eber HaYarden. And what would we have thought? If they don't fight with us, they lose everything. That's what we might have thought, and that's not true. Because they would get a portion in Eretz Canaan, right, if they don't fight. But it's just that they would get their special portion that they want if they come fight with us. So, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel argues on that, but Rishonim, Paskin, like Rabbi Meir, we need Tanai Kafel. Rashi notes here that there are two other, Mishpatei HaTznoim means the whole rules and regulations of Tanai. Rashi here adds in two more, the Ritva adds in two more on top of that. Five altogether. So according to Rashi has three altogether. Number one is Tanai Kafel, that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Rashi quotes two others towards the end of the skinny lines. V'hu adinami debi'in on Tanai kodem lamaisa. You need the tnai before the maisa. Which pashtus, what does that mean? When you formulate the tnai, you have to say the condition before you say the result. If it rains tomorrow, then I'll marry to you. If it doesn't rain, then I'm not married to you. That's tnai kodem lamaisa. Because that's what it was in the Torah. You can't say the following. I'm married to you if. So we'll have to talk about all the cases about almanas. Does almanas, is that different than im? So we'll see, but that's also another rule. Tanai kodem lamaisa. But there is, in that one, one should be aware of the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam has a different shita about what tanai kodem lamaisa means. It doesn't mean in formulation. The Rambam says that it means in action. Tanai kodem lamaisa means you have to make the tanai before you do the action. Not before you mention the action. Meaning the Rambam says you can't get married, give the woman a ring, and then say, oh, if it rains tomorrow. That's the Rambam. And the other Rishonim asked, the Turias and the Rambam, that's obvious. What's the Havamina? If I get married and then all of a sudden I make a Tanai, of course that doesn't work. No, it's not Gadol Lamaisa. It's about formulation. But the Rambam here has the different pshat. He says, Avalam Amar lo hari amukudeshes li bedinar zeh. V'nosan adinar biyadar. Biyada. He gave her the dinar. V'hish limatnai. V'yamar imtitni limatayim zuz. Te mukudeshes. V'motisni li lo te mukudeshes. Hari atnai batel. Mepnei shehiktim amaisa. V'nosan biyada v'yachachisna. Because he did the maisa before the tnai. The Ravid asks on the Rambam, Lo zu aderech. He's quoting Navi. Lozu aderech alafilo amar hakol kodem amaisa. Even if he said everything, viachar kach nasan adinar harei atznai batel mishum delo dami latznai bnei gadu bnei ruvein shamru sham yavru. Have to say everything. Even if you say everything before, you still have to do the tznai kodem amaisa. It sounds like for the Rambam that it doesn't matter the order that you say it in, as long as you did everything beforehand. And the other Rov Rishonim argue on the Rambam. What are you talking about? Right, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Tur, who quotes the Rambam and says, Velo Nehira, like the Rive says, the most of the Pshitahi, in Nasan Biyada, below tonight, Shem Kodesh is below tonight. Right? So the Kesef Mishnah tries to defend the Rambam. Maybe, look, he's still talking. He gave it to her, and as he gave it to her, right afterwards, he makes this tonight. So you would have thought that it might work. It's right away, it's Beli Hefzik of Dvar Acherim. So you'd have thought it works, but either way, it's a Chiddush Gadol that the Rambam has. That's the definition of Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. Again, there's more there on that Rambam. The Reb Chaim on the Rambam suggests, without getting into everything he says, well, maybe the Rambam gets this from Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. Why? Because right when Hashem says, you will get this if you do this, it's as if it happened already. When Hashem says something, it's different than anybody else saying something. Right? Remember that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said earlier in history, to Avram Avinu, Lazarecha et Nena. And it's Ki'ilu in some way, the Gemara says, it's as if it's given already, Lazarecha et Nena. So maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. He understands that when a Moshe Rabbeinu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says something, it's as if it's done already. So that's why he has that Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. Either way, that's number two. So number one, we have Tanai Kafel. Number two, we have Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. Number three, last skinny lines. Hein Kodem Lalav. You need the positive before the negative. Pashas, what does that mean? Positive means fulfillment of Tanai. Negative means unfulfillment. Bitla Tanai. If it rains, that's the Hein. If it doesn't rain. Not 100% clear, though. Because some say maybe the hain is what I want to happen, and the lav is what I don't want to happen. Don't look at the exact formulation, if this happens or if this doesn't happen, but maybe you go by what you want to happen. Let me discuss that here. Meaning, let's say you say the positive, if it doesn't rain, then I'm married to you. And if it rains, then I am not married to you. So what's the hain and what's the lav there? Not so clear. Again, each of these are a large discussion, but we just have to get them out on the table. So those are the two added ones that Rashi adds in. If you look in the Ritva and the Ran add in two more. Not just Tanai Kafel, Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, Hein Kodem Lalav. They add in another, and those are Tanai Badaber Echad Umaisa Badaber Acher. You have to have the Tanai and the Maisa in two different things. Rain, Kiddushin. Right, rain and kedusha, two different things. Tanai b'davar echad, the ma'isa b'davar acher, and also tanai she'efshar l'kaima ha'ma'isa al yedei shliach. Says the Ritva, quoting what we know from elsewhere, Ksubas Ayin Dalid, that it has to be something that you can make a shliach on. Kol milsa de'efshar b'tanai, efshar b'shlichus. Right, those two go together. Which Tosfos says are both a function of bialus. Right, if you're a bialum on the action, then you can make a tanai, and then you can make a shliach on them. Okay, those are the five mishpatei hatznayim. There is a discussion here in Tosfos when Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel argues on the Tanai Kafel one. Does he argue on the other ones too? Or is he only arguing on the Tanai Kafel one? So that is not so clear. Rashi says he's only arguing on the first one. Right, first wide line in Rashi. At Tanai Kafel l'chude palig. Remeir only argues the Tanai Kafel one. That's Rashi. If you look in Tosfos quotes from other Gemaras, look at the last line in Tosfos, Kol, Lachei Nirali Depalag HaKulu. Right, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel argues on all of them, or only these. One final point, again, we could spend the whole shir on this Mishnah, and that is another Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam quotes in two places, both in Hilchas Ishus and in Hilchas Zechia Umatana, that maybe there's a limit. When do you lead Mishpatei Atznayim? Do you always need, whenever you make a Tanai, you have to follow the rules? or only by certain cases you have to follow the rules. The Rambam says, I'll read this one from Hilchos Achiyuv Matana. The Rambam says, Kala Omer Almana, I'm sorry. For Rabosai Horu, She'ein Sarach Lichbol Asatnai, Ulahakdim Hein Lalav, Ela Bekidushin Vegitin Bilvad. Some of my rabbis held, some of the Gonim say, you only need Mishpatei Atznai by Kiddushin and Gittin. And the Rambam says, I beg to differ. Ve'en l'davar zeraya. And he quotes this machlokas that he has with the Gaonim also in Hilchas Ishus. So the Rambam says, what's the biggest raya to the Rambam? Well, what's the source for Tznayim? B'nei Gona B'nei Ruvain. That's not Gittin and Kiddushin. So how could you say that only Isurim require Mishpatei Atznayim? And not Dinei Mamonis. The whole source for Tznayim is Dinei Mamonis. That's the strong kasha that the Rambam has on the Gaonim. And the Ravid here comes to the defense of the Gaonim. And this is a major discussion. The Shidim Kubetzes and others. Maybe what you have to say, to give an answer, if Soloveitchik writes about this, is that B'nei Gona B'nei Reuven is not pure Dinei Mamonis either. That's also in the category of Isser V'Heter. The Chalukas Ha'aretz is not purely monetary. It's Isser V'Heter. And that's why the Ravid, amazing Ravid, quoted in the Shidim Kubetzes in Be'o Basra, the Ravid says there was a goral to split it up into Shvatim. But there was no goral to split it up into families. That Moshe Rabbeinu did himself. Not Moshe, Yoshua Ben Nun did himself. Why? Because splitting it into Shvatim, that's Isser V'Heter. That's giving it the status of Eretz Yisrael B'Yishuvah. But when it comes to families, that's just Dinei Mamonis. That you don't need the Goral. And this also explains a question of Tosfos in Yuma, of, you have different evidence. Some evidence seems like Yerushalayim is Lonis Chalka L'Shvatim. It wasn't split up. And other evidence seems like, no, the Mizbeach was cut off on the southeast corner, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, couldn't be in Yehuda. So is it split or not split? Maybe it's split Lagabe one element, but not split Lagabe the other element. Again, that's a great sugya, but we'll have to leave it for now. Okay, says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Oh, Tosfos, Exubis, Alt Tznayim, or Chiddush. Can't do Tznayim without mentioning that Tosfos. Nun Vav Ben Aleph. The reason that Tznayim, you need a source for Tznayim, is because you would have thought Tznayim can't be Mevatel L'Maisa. I get married. Who cares if it rains tomorrow? All Tznayim is a Chiddush, Tosfos says in Exubis Nun Vav. And therefore, you're going to limit it. You're going to limit it, and that's why you have to have a source for every Tznai. Again, that's also, each one of these is a large topic, but we're just mentioning them. Fine. Says the Gemara, Shapar Karmel Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel or a Meir. Does Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel have a good time to Rebbe Meir? It's not extra. When Moshe Rabbeinu said the foil, if you don't come, then you're not going to get here, right? But you'll get, he has to say that, they're going to get an Eretz Canaan. So isn't that needed? It's not extra. So Amal Harbi Meir, no, it is extra. If it's coming not to tell me tonight kafel, lechtov v'im lo yavru v'nochazu b'sochachem. Just finish the pasuk there. Be'eretz Canaan lamali. What do you need those last two extra words for? Shma mino l'tznai kafalu da'asa. So those two extra words are extra. So that's coming to teach me tznai kafalu. You would have known without those last two words that they would get a portion in Eretz Canaan anyway. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, no. Ilo kazav rachmana be'eretz Canaan. If it didn't say the word Eretz Canaan, hava amina, I would have thought. V'no chazu besochachem be'eretz Gilad. I would have thought they'll get, if they don't come, then they'll get a portion, maybe 1/12 of Eretz Gilad, and nothing in Eretz Canaan. That's what I would have thought. Aval Eretz Canaan klalo. That's what you need, Eretz Canaan. It's not extra. V'Rebbe Meir, no, b'sochachem, kol hecha de'islechu mashmar. Meir says, no, it is extra. Because even without those two words, I would have known that they would get everywhere, and therefore it's extra to teach me tznai kafel. Period. Tanya. The Brisa has another similar conversation between these two great Tanaim. Amar Rechanina Begamliel, Mashal Amad Avadom. I'll give you a mashal to the Tanai that was made between Moshe and the Shvatim. Lo Adam Shayim Machalik Lechasa Labanav. Somebody's splitting up his property with his kids. The Amar, Ploni Bini Yire Sada Plonis. Ruvain's going to get this Sada. Ploni Bini Yire Sada Plonis. Shimon's going to get this Sada. Ploni Bini Levi, Yitid Matayim Zuz, the Yire Sada Plonis. If he gives 200 zuz, then he'll get the third sada. Ve'im lav yitain. If he doesn't give, yireshim echav b'shar nechasim. If he doesn't give, then he'll get property with his brothers. So what does that mean? Migaram lo lirash im echav b'shar nechasim. If he wouldn't have said that, v'imlo yitain, says Rabbi Gamliel, what would he have thought? If he pays, then he's going to get the third field. If he doesn't pay, what would I have thought? He'll get nothing. Only because you added that the imlo yitain, is he going to get property with his other brothers? Mi garamlo lirashim echal b'shar nachasim, kfeilo garamlo, his extra lashon. So too here, it's the extra lashon that gives him the other property, but it's not extra. It's not an extra lashon, so you cannot, you learn tonight kafel from there. Says the Gemara back, says Rabbi Meir back to him, not sure, I don't like the comparison. V'halo damya, mashal amasdisan. You can't compare exactly your mashal of the brothers and the father to the case in our Mishnah of B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. Ha samtani, in the Mishnah, right, the Rabbi Chanina's claims are not parallel. That's the problem. Ha samtani, in the Mishnah, yesh b'mashma shafilu b'eretz kanan lo yinchalu. It sounds like that he's trying to say that even in Eretz Kanan they wouldn't get anything. Alma, Kfeilo la'eretz gila nami mahani. It sounds like he wouldn't have gotten in Eretz Kanan once he says the kfeila, so then it's teaching me that even in Eretz Gilad he would get a portion. Vahachaktani, but here his taina is, mi garmo lirashim echav bishar nechasim. Kfeilo garamlo. Alma, what is he trying to tell us? Kfeilo l'shar nechasim hu demahani. Right, in the mashal, he's the extra lashon of aval, if he doesn't give, comes to teach me that he's gonna get extra, he's gonna get a portion in shar nechasim. But in that field, the third field, right, he'll get a chelek b'chol ofan. Right, the only added chiddush is that he'll get a chelek in shar nechasim. But for sure, even if he doesn't give the money, he'll get a portion in the third field. So that's not like our Mishnah, where the havimin is that he wouldn't get a portion at all. So how is it? How can we put these two Rabbi Chaninas together? So the Gemara says it's okay. Lo kasha. Ha. Remember that we had in our Gemara? He said to Rabbi Meir, hey, the whole thing's not extra. And the Meir says, no, the last two words could have been left out. So says the Gemara, ha mikami dename alei Rabbi Meir v'nochazu. Ha labasar dename alei Rabbi Meir v'nochazu. The Mishnah is before he had that machlokas of the Rabbi Meir. So you would have thought the Havamin is that they would get nothing. So after he had the conversation with Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir said only the last two words are extra, does he then answer back, well, they would have gotten something, but not a portion of Eretz Kanan. Okay, so both conversations, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are correct. The Mishnah is just earlier, and the Braisa is later. Period. Okay, so now we're going to ask some kashas on each other. Bish, the mother of Rabbi Meir, I understand, according to Rabbi Meir, that you need Tanai Kafel. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a Tanai Kafel. Hainu dechsiv im seitiv se'es. Hey, Kayan, if you do better, se'es, fine, I'll carry you. Vim lo seitiv lepezachadas roves, but if not, sin will always crouch at the door. Right, so you understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Mishpatei Atznayim, while the Torah uses it, because that's the definition of a Tanai. That's what you need. We don't have time right now, but look in the Klei Yakar on that pasuk. Great Klei Yakar on the Pesach Chatas Roveitz. The Yitzhahara always attacks at the Pesach. El Rabbi Chanina Lamali. But according to Rabbi Chanina, right, why did he have to have the Tanai Kafel there? Sakada the Chamina, the following, because I might have thought. Im Tetiv Agra. You know what Hashem's saying? If you do well, I'll give you Schar. Vim Lo Seitiv, if you don't do well, Lo Agra Velodina. You won't get Schar, you won't get Onesh. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, that you can get an Onesh. There's nothing, neutral ground in Avodas Hashem. There's either going up or there's going down. There's never staying put. And if you're going down, you're gonna get punished. Bishlam Rabbi Meir, Hainu Dosef. Fine, Rabbi Meir, I understand why the Kohen by Isha Sota also uses a double Lashon. Az Tinak, I'm sorry, not by Sota. That's gonna come up in another context. Az Yagamelasi by Avram Avinu and Eliezer. When Eliezer promises and Avram says, okay, if she doesn't want to come, then you'll be clean of my oath. Az Tinaka me Alasi. Then you'll be clean from my Allah. So then I understand why he used Bishbetei Atzonam. Again, obviously, this is before my Bidar Sinai, but we're noting that if this is a Tanai, it should be be subject to the rules and regulations of Tanai. So I understand. Ela l'Rebbe Chani Megamli Alamali. Why did Avraham Avinu say that? Itzrich. Sakat Adachamina. Heicha D'Nicha Le L'Dida V'Lo Nicha Le L'Ditu. Well, what if Rivka wanted to go, but Lavan didn't want to send her? So then what? Could Eliezer take her by force? Should he take her by force? So I would have thought, without this extra lashon, that if that was true, Maisi Balkarchayu, you still have to fulfill the condition. And bring her. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, Avraham Avinu is saying by the extra lashon, that if she doesn't want to go, And I'm sorry, if she wants to go, but her family doesn't want to send her, you are also pater. You don't have to bring her back. It happened to be that they both ended up wanted, right? Imo tova isha lamali, what about that lashon? It's roughly opposite. Salkada da chamina hecha de nichalu lidi tuvlo nichalu lidi da. What if her family wanted to send her, but she didn't want to go nicey balkarcha, maybe bring her by force? Kamash malan not. Period. This last one, relates to a she'iltos. The she'iltos, Rabbi Yosef Engel here, quotes the she'iltos, and the other achronim also. The she'iltos says, you only need mishpate atzna'im, by a person himself making a tznai, but a shliach that is performing a shlichus, he does not have to use mishpatei tznaim. That's the chiddush of the shiltos. Why? Because obviously you're only a shliach if the tznai is fulfilled. So even if you don't repeat the tznai with all the rules, says the shiltos, it's still a tznai. And therefore, the Rebbe Yosef Engel explains, and if the tznai is not fulfilled, so then your shlichus is broken, right? Anyway, so that's the chiddush of the she'iltos. You only need it by people themselves, but by shlichus, you don't need mishpatei tznaim. Again, we could focus on that more, but let's just do one more section. It says both. You follow my ways, you don't follow my ways. Why do I need that double lashon? Itzrach. Like we said earlier. Bracha. Below klala. Kamash Malan, if you don't follow my ways, it's going to be a klala also. Similar, Bishmalur be meyer haino dosiv im tovu ushmatem. Right, if you desire and follow, v'chulubim tamanu umarisem v'gomer. Ela, now we're talking about Yishayo having regular rules of tanoim. Ela b'chanina b'gamli, ela amali, right, that's the naftar, Shabbos chazon. Perak Aleph in Yishayo. But according to Gamliel, what do you need the double lashon for? Itzrich. Salkadai dechabina im tovu tova, vim tamanu lo tova velo ra'a, kamash malan. Period. Right, you might ask, what do you need all of these for? Don't you get the message from like, im tetiv se'es? Right? So, kasha. Right, what do you need all of them for? Isn't it the same message? Okay, we'll have to stop here. We are deep into the sugyas of tanoim. Tomorrow we get into other sugyas, relating to this as well.